We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline, we have Roddy Nabulsi. He's our boy, and he's the publisher of UGASports.com. Roddy, good morning. Happy National Signing Day.
Happy National Signing Day to you, too.
So tell us the story about UGA flipping five-star George Pickens from Auburn. Tell us that story, Roddy.
Well, that's something that's been in the works for a while. We mentioned it back in December that he was very close to flipping to Georgia. We actually wrote a story about, waiting for the word to come down that he had actually flipped. And then things went quiet. He took an official visit to Georgia on the 18th of January, and he kind of shut things down. He wouldn't talk to anybody, and we knew that he was contemplating it. But then right at the last second, he took a kind of a quick visit back to Auburn, and we thought, okay, this kid has not decided what he wants to do. And we thought this might go well past signing day. You could go on a few weeks. But he was supposed to announce today at 2:30 and then change his mind and decided to announce at 10. At that point, we knew something was up, and we were kind of keeping an eye on him. And sure enough, he has flipped from Auburn to Georgia. And now before the Georgia fans go screaming through the streets, you know, thinking they got another five-star wide receiver, there is a big question mark with George Pickens, and that is his grades. Will he qualify? If you'll notice, the Georgia coaches and the Georgia official Twitter account, they haven't said anything about it. They haven't crowed or cheered or made any of their normal, you know, big pickup comments like they normally do. And I think they're waiting either, A, to get that letter of intent signed and in their hand, you know, make it official, or learn more about his grades, because he has some work to do to be qualified this fall.
If he doesn't qualify, Roddy, is that a gray shirt scenario? Is that a JUCO scenario? What ends up playing out with George Pickens?
He'd have to go JUCO in that situation. They said, look, you got to go get your grades together. You know, they would put him in a, you know, one of the JUCOs that's, I don't want to call them Georgia-friendly, but the ones that they like. They have their preferences. They know the coaches there. They know which coaches of these junior colleges can actually develop you for a year. If you look at how some of the guys who have left and come back, you know, and played well, like Tremell Walter, you know, when he came back and practicing, they knew that that year did him good, you know. When you see some of the other players they brought in from the JUCO ranks who actually contributed, you know, right off the bat, that's the type of guys that they're looking for. So if Pickens didn't qualify, and again, I'm not, you know, I don't know the kid's grades, I can't say for sure, but I just know that that was consideration, and that's something they got to keep an eye on. If you think back to Devontae Wyatt, you know, he didn't qualify, went away for a year, came back, made a big splash last year. So there are guys that if you don't get them now and get them later, hey, it's not the end of the world. I mean, when they come back, you know, they're still experienced. It's not like they've sat out, you know, twiddling their thumbs for a year. So George Pickens, I got this quote from a major Alabama high school football coach, and he said that George Pickens is the best wide receiver he has seen since Julio Jones. And this is a guy, if I gave you his name, you'd all recognize him. He's very well respected in the state of Alabama. He loves this kid, and George just stole a huge talent. And not only that, they also got Clay Webb out of Alabama, the best center I've ever seen in my life. I've been doing this 25 years. I've never seen a kid as proficient in high school as this guy is. I mean, this is your Ben Jones, David Andrews, you know, guy right off the bat, can do it, you know, in his first year. They are the number one and number two players in the state of Alabama, both five stars, and Georgia is getting both of them. And I just, I'm kind of shell-shocked to register that. No one gets players out of the state of Alabama, and Georgia got the top two. It's just mind-boggling to me.
Is Nick Saban losing his grip a little bit? And I wanted to get to this for a second, Roddy, because you talked about the two kids out of Alabama. A kid, Christian Williams, a four-star, flipped from Alabama today. Chris Bogle, another four-star, flipped from Alabama today. Is Nick Saban losing his fastball just a little bit, or is it just they have too much talent there?
It's just too much talent. They still have the number one class in the country right now. So until Georgia was able to dethrone them last year for the first time in, let's say, 7 years, and Alabama's back on top now. So once we see it happen more than once or twice, then I'll think that maybe they're lose a little bit on that heater. But right now, Alabama's number one. Now, here's the thing. As we're talking, I see that Georgia football just tweeted out, "Welcome to the family, George Pickens." So he has signed his letter of intent. So now it is official, and now the waiting game with the NCAA clearinghouse starts. You want to make sure that this kid can qualify. So it is official. He is signed with Georgia, so they do have that LOI. But, again, I don't think Nick Saban has lost anything. I'm looking at the class they had. It's one of the highest-rated classes of all time. Georgia's right there neck and neck with them. Getting George Pickens, though, might push Georgia over the top, and Georgia could say, hey, we, by the point system that we use at Rivals, now Georgia has the number one class. But if they do, and again, this is a big if, you got to see how the day plays out, it would be by mere a few points. You're talking like 3,063 to 3,050-something. Basically a 1 and 1A. These classes are so loaded for Georgia and Alabama. You're going to see these two teams in the SEC championship game for years to come based on these signing classes the last 2 years.
Roddy Nabolsi, our guest right now, UGASports.com on Sports Radio 92.9, the game via the WadeFord.com hotline. I'm looking at the class breakdown right now for Georgia. 8 kids from Georgia, 4 from Florida, 3 from Tennessee, the 2 aforementioned kids from Alabama. They've got a kid from Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Rhode Island, and Texas. What has Kirby Smart done to make this program as desirable as it is right now, more so than it's ever been in the history of the University of Georgia?
Well, part of it is just the staff that he has assembled. When you look at guys like Sam Pittman and what he's been able to do on the offensive line, the guys he's been able to recruit, the guys he's been able to develop, the guys he's been able to put into the league. You know, he took a guy at Arkansas by the name of Dan Skipper, who I thought was just a horrible offensive lineman and made him into a household name. That just blew my mind. And then look what he's done here at Georgia. So then you have a guy like Dale McGee, one of the best five-star recruiters out there, who can bring in 2 five-star running backs in the same class. No one does that. No one is able to go out and get 2 five-star guys, you know, and James Cook and Zamir White to come in the same recruiting class. It just doesn't happen. And, of course, he also landed Justin Fields and a bunch of other 5-stars. Then you have James Coley, the guy who goes down to Florida and pulls up, you know, the Tyreek Stevenson, the guys like Kyir Elam, you know, the big names down there, and is able to pull them and bring them to Athens. Now, of course, Kyir Elam hadn't decided yet, but there are a ton of guys from the Florida area that James Coley's able to get. He has this list of recruiters who are all in contention for Recruiter of the Year, going back and forth. And then Kirby himself, you saw what he did at Alabama. He's fantastic at it. So he said, look, all you 5-star kids, like the 8 that he got last year, I'm building something at the University of Georgia. There's no reason we shouldn't be in contention each year. And in year 2, he took him to the national championship game. So he made a big promise. He got him there. And the kids see that they can play as a freshman. I think he played 18 true freshmen this year. They can play as a true freshman. They are going to play for titles, and a lot of guys are going to the NFL. So if you're a high school kid and you're a top player, you're thinking, well, I'm going to get to play early. I'm going to get developed. Look at the guys going to the NFL. And Kirby's a man of his word when it comes to saying that I can compete for playing time. And that's what's doing it. I mean, I know there's no magical elixir that I can point to, but it's just good staff, up-and-coming program, and Kirby's selling it really well.
Roddy Nabolsi with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, Roddy, who are some of the names to look forward to the rest of signing day that might be inking with the University of Georgia?
Keep an eye on Brett Seether, the tight end, 3-star tight end out of Clearwater, Florida. He's a 6'5", 230-pound pass-catching tight end. Georgia needs one. You know, they're down to just a few tight ends left after Isaac Nauta decided to go early to the NFL, and Luke Ford decided to transfer to Illinois, so they need a tight end. If they wind up getting Brett Seether, I think that would probably be the end of their day. They're also looking at Kyir Elam. I mentioned him earlier. You know, James Coley's in the thick of the race to try to bring that kid in, you know, the defensive back out of Miami. So those are two names I keep an eye on. I don't think they're going to be in contention for anybody else. If they only get those two, well, then they're full. They only have 2 spots to pick up, so you've taken 1 spot with George Pickens, and now you've got to wait for the see who you're going to get amongst either Seether or Elam.
Roddy, great stuff. I know today's a real busy day for you. We appreciate all the information. And Georgia, either the number one or number two recruiting class. Once again, we thank you for coming on here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thanks, Roddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.